Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I am Julien Huyer. There has been several reactions and calls for serious reform to the education system following the NAPLAN literacy and numeracy results. The results show that 1 in 10 students are not meeting NAPLAN standards. And fewer than 30% of students in very remote schools rated as strong or exceeding. Nationals Senator Mac Canavan has said current government funding was failing to see results. And the Greens also say the fall in performance is evidence for an overhaul of school funding. Education Minister Jason Clare agrees.
I've said a number of times that we need serious reform to education. I think this report makes that blisteringly clear. What it shows is we've got a good education system, but it can be a lot better and it can be a lot fairer. If you're in that lowest category, below the minimum standard, then only about 1 in 5 of those children will get out of it by the time they're in year 9. So this is serious and need serious reform.
National fire authorities have urged Australians to prepare for the most significant bushfire season since the 2019-2020 Black Summer fires. Much of eastern and central Australia face an increased risk of bushfires this spring, as the country dries out after years of fairly wet conditions. Fire chiefs say much of the nation is burdened with high fuel loads after 3 years under the influence of La Niña weather pattern, which typically drives cooler conditions, more rain and floods in Australia. Naomi Benger is a representative of the Bureau of Meteorology.
There's a chance of unusually warm conditions for most regions and a chance of unusually dry conditions for some regions, including the south and the east. The forecast delay, so the onset of northern rainfall, which means that the northern fire season could be prolonged this year. This spring will be conducive to weather systems which can rapidly dry vegetation, and this means that fire dangers can escalate over a short period of time.
The Prime Minister will announce the date for the Indigenous Voice to Parliament referendum in Adelaide next Wednesday, highlighting South Australia as a must-win state for the Yes campaign. The date favoured for the national vote to change the constitution is the 14th of October, between sporting events and outside school holidays. It is also before the wet season, which prevents some Indigenous communities from being able to easily vote. For the referendum to succeed, it needs an absolute majority, and a majority of states to back it. Assistant Minister for Indigenous Australians Malandiri McCarthy says many Australians will be waiting to know the date of the vote.
I certainly hope so. I'm hanging out to hear the date myself, and I know that most Australians are, and there is no doubt the Prime Minister is going to do that as soon as he's ready to do so. I've seen media reports today and I expect it is quite imminent.
A report on the future of the economy and budget over the next 40 years shows the government will spend less to fund the age pension, even though the total number of Australians reaching retirement age is predicted to double. The Intergenerational Report, set to be released in full tomorrow, estimates around 17 million Australians will collectively own around $3.5 trillion in superannuation in the next 40 years. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says the report shows the superannuation scheme has worked to fund Australians' retirements and save government money.
This is the intergenerational genius of superannuation at work, providing decent retirement incomes for people at the same time as we take the pressure off the pension. This is obviously one of the things that we can be incredibly proud of in the intergenerational report that I release tomorrow in Canberra at the National Press Club.
I am Julien Heuillet. This is SBS News in Easy English.